The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you with us today on this Tuesday afternoon. And I am thrilled to be joined by the Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. He's been on the show before. His name is Dr. Danny Huerta. Danny, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well, Brian. Thanks. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely great to have you on. Hey, there's a specific thing we're going to talk about, but before we do that, remind people, what's your role at Focus on the Family? Why do you love what you do? What are you guys trying to accomplish there?
Oh, that's great. Well, I get to oversee the initiatives here at Focus on the Family having to do with parenting and youth. And so I get to serve as vice president. For 11 years, I got to serve on the counseling team here, Brian. I don't know if you knew that, but it's a fantastic team here that we have. And many people don't know that we have a counseling line. You get a free call to speak with a psychologist or a clinical social worker, counselor here. So I served on that team, and I get to oversee Plugged In. Many people love the movie reviews, video game reviews, music reviews. That team is here within the parenting department. Then we have three different magazines, Clubhouse Junior, Clubhouse, and then Brio for the different stages of that your kids are in. And then we have amazing programs within our parenting team, and one of them being a community service one called Resilient Kids. And it's Raising Highly Capable Kids, the program in that one. And wonderful community outreach type of program. So many people don't know about that program, Brian. And then we have a lot of articles and videos and things that come out through our department. Absolutely love that. Then I serve as therapist as well within our community. More than two decades now of being in private practice with families. My private practice is super small because but there's so much demand in this position here at Focus on the Family.
Because you got a few things to oversee. There's a few things on the list. So we're going to keep you for two segments. And normally when we talk to you, we talk about little kids. And we'll get there. We'll talk about parenting. And but I want to talk to you about something that I think a lot of people struggle with. That's adult children.
Yes.
You know, we learn in this culture that we're in, adult children tend to live with their parents longer, all of this stuff. How do you help people form boundaries with their adult children, and probably vice versa, also adult children with their parents if they're still closely tied? Yeah. What do boundaries look like with adult children?
Well, and Brian, on our counseling team, as I was mentioning, the second most frequent call for the last at least 15 years has been parenting adult children, issues with that. Number one is marriage communication. Mm-hmm. We know that falls down many times, right?
But yes.
Number two is parenting adult children. Number five or six are parenting teens. And so many people assume, oh, parenting teens, that's so difficult. Well, parenting adult children, for many parents, they say it's actually more difficult than at any other stage of parenting. And the reason being that boundaries do look different. They're more challenging because you have less say, you have less influence, especially if they're not in your home, yet you're seeing them either step away from the faith or make self-destructive decisions, substance abuse or substance use like pot, marijuana. That's become a big issue within Christian families. Another one has been just deciding to absolutely not go to church and step away from the faith. And that's a challenge for parents because you can't tell them, hey, you need to go to church now at this point. So the boundaries look different. And if a child is at home, you do have more say in the boundaries.
Right.
You need to be clear and consistent and not afraid of bringing some pretty tough boundaries with your adult children. And this has been a place I've been with many families in my practice. Dealing with some things that adult children are wanting to do and perpetuating a staying at home type of thing because they they're just not maintaining a job, or they're into substance abuse. So the first thing you need to do is be clear as to what boundaries you've got and why you've got them. And then the second thing is to be consistent with those. Those sound very simple, but those are the two foundational places you start when you start with boundaries with adult children.
That's great. How would you know that you're doing this poorly? Like someone's thinking, huh, I don't feel like I have that. What are some yellow flags, red flags that people could even notice right now in their relationship with their adult children that says, yeah, you need to kind of rethink this?
Yeah, well, especially if your adult child is still at home and you're seeing the behaviors not change and maybe even worsen. So behaviors being, I'm going to go back to the smoking pot or not having a job and financially struggling. You're probably part of the problem there as you're rescuing them, most likely in a very loving way, but you're still rescuing them from the natural consequences of life when you're making decisions that are self-destructive. So the yellow flag is, are there behaviors that are self-destructive that are continuing that you're not allowing to have life lessons for your adult children? Now, with adult children outside of the home, that one can get tricky because maybe you're not seeing them that often, or you're noticing that they're getting further and further away from you as a parent and not communicating. That boundary in itself has been naturally created. And in that case, you need to step towards your child and say, hey, what is it that has happened that has created such a vast distance between us? Let's solve that. Because boundaries can be one where you're trying to create a boundary so a child makes good decisions. Another one is you're trying to repair a relationship which creates a healthy boundary between an adult child and a parent. And sometimes there's hurt or misinterpretations, misunderstandings, things that are conflict that has been not dealt with, has been ignored and avoided throughout the years. And maybe this is the time to step towards your child and know that there may be some conflict, some difficulty, some challenge, but it's well worth it if you're trying to repair a relationship that has gotten wobbly between you and your adult child.
Yeah. One more about this, and then we're going to bring you back to talk about some other things. When do you know it's time to tell them to leave? Time to go get their own place. Time to go fly the nest. Because it's hard. Right? Money's hard right now. Very expensive to live these days. When is that the best solution?
Yeah, I mean, a common one is video gaming. I've had parents say, well, my son is video gaming. He won't get a job. That's the common scenario where it's very clear it's time to have your son or your daughter leave the house when they're not helping out in the house. They're spending hours either sleeping in till late parts of the day. They're losing motivation. You're contributing to a lack of motivation in life and a lack of drive and an escaping of life. And you're softening that in a very safe way. It's time to set a date. Maybe it's 6 months down the road. Maybe it's 3 months down the road. Just say, by this date, you need to be out of the house. And this is out of love. It's out of believing in you. I know you can do this. Make sure you're not doing that out of anger, because then what it creates is a challenging of that boundary in a very overt way. So if you say, in the middle of an angry interaction, if you say, well, you need to leave in 3 months or you need to leave in a month, know that if there's that conflict, they're going to challenge that. And if you can't follow through on kicking them out, basically at that point, because it's conflict, in that month or the 3 months, they won't respect it. And then you'll have a real hard time. So you need to look at what behaviors are continuing to create an escapism within your adult child, and then address it. Talk about what's behind the behavior. What are you afraid of? What are you insecure about? Let's deal with that, because the behaviors are telling me you're trying to escape life. You're very afraid. And maybe the video games create a lot of power for you.
Right.
Maybe they create an escape from all this anxiety. Let's figure out a different way. And you get 3 months or 6 months, and let's figure out a game plan for you. And let's celebrate as you leave that day. Let's have dinner out, and let's celebrate you're launching into becoming an adult. And we're excited to introduce you into adulthood. Instead of making it so intimidating, saying, "Well, I hope you make it," you know, you need to leave the house. Hope you live out there, you know. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good word, man. Danny Huerta, Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family, talking about healthy boundaries with our adult children. You go ahead and go get the podcast wherever it is you get your podcast. Just subscribe, rate, review. You can also find us online at 1160hope.com. Danny stayed with us. So Danny, glad to keep you with us. Here's my next question. You talked about at Focus on the Family, you guys have a program. Help me make sure I get this right, for kids and community service. And I'm curious, not just what that program is, but are you seeing a hunger in this next generation to do that, to serve their community, to kind of get their hands dirty? What are you seeing out there?
Well, as far as community service, yes, there are some kids, especially Christian kids, that want to show. Well, I mean, I'd say just kids with character that has been formed well. I see them wanting to give to others and want opportunities to do so. I remember taking this group of high school kids to one of our neighbors. She had a husband that was laid up in bed with a terminal illness. She had schizophrenia. Wow. Was seeing people, and Indian people coming to her house is what she said. People from India were coming to attack her and all these things. And then her son had severe autism. And so
wow.
They were struggling to keep their house up. They were getting notices from the community, the HOA. There are weeds everywhere, all that. So we gathered a group of teenage kids, and they were so excited to participate in a full day of transforming this lady's yard into what it needed to be. And then the notices would stop. And so we did that 2 years in a row, and then encouraged her to find a service to maintain it, right? Because there was financial opportunity to be able to do that, but we wanted to reset it for her. And the kids were rallied around. We did a few tons of rock. We cleared out a ton of weeds, I mean, bags and bags of weeds. And the kids looked just so excited, very satisfied with what they had done. And so there are many opportunities throughout the entire country just waiting to be found within communities, just like this one, with elderly and others that need some help, and then teenagers that are willing. So let's look for that around our communities. And then this one, Raising Highly Capable Kids, our curriculum is a 13-week parenting program that helps parents learn about the 40 developmental assets that have been researched for the last 60 years by the Search Institute. We developed a curriculum based off of those that has been tested and retested, third-party tested, and it's really successful in creating community between parents, and especially within Title I school districts, within impoverished communities. And this is one way that parents can serve as a family within those communities and go to one of the schools and say, "Hey, we've got this 13-week parenting program that we'd love to offer within your school." And a lot of the schools are desperate for things like this to create parent engagement, because that's part of what the government's trying to see and crack the code on. And Raising Highly Capable Kids has done a great job of doing that. And in fact, Puerto Rico has asked for Raising Highly Capable Kids for the entire area of Puerto Rico. And so we have about 5,000 people being trained at this point to be able to be facilitators in this. And the way it works here through Focus on the Family is, if you want this within your community, you call Focus and you ask for Resilient Kids. That program, it's a separate 501c3 within Focus on the Family that is values-based and separate from the faith-based 501c3. And we have a whole team that's dedicated to that. And they'll come in and train police officers, firefighters, principals, government officials, all of them that want to invest in parents within the community that need this encouragement and instruction to help them become amazing moms and dads within their home and not miss out and have regrets, the weight of regret down the road. So there are external assets. There are 20 assets that are external, like environmental for the child, and then 20 that are built from the inside out, the internal assets within a child's life and development. And that's what they get to learn about and build within their homes.
Wow, that's outstanding. That's really awesome. Let's go the other end of the spectrum. Let's say you've got a teenager in the house right now, a preteen. So not the adult child we're talking about in the last segment, but someone still in your house. And you feel like they're drifting away from the faith. They don't show interest. They're questioning. I don't want to go to church. All of these things. That's got to be a huge anxiety deal for parents, right? Like, that's like the worst possible thing. It feels like sometimes that can happen. What do you do? What would you tell a parent in that situation who feels like their kid is showing very little interest or moving away from the faith?
Yeah, the tendency is to press the panic button, like you said.
Right.
I mean,
it
is anxiety provoking. If you're a Christian home, you've raised your kids in the faith. Just know that it's a normal developmental process to figure out your own beliefs from autonomy. So what I mean by that is a teenager is going to naturally sway away from what they're used to begin to define whether or not they actually believe in it. So there's a normal progression towards that direction. Now, if they've gone too far with that and they're saying, you know, I don't believe any of this. I'm stepping away from this. They're questioning it. Go in with curiosity first. There's a lot to explore before you become reactive in any way.
Mm.
Say, hey, tell me what it is that you're believing. Why do you believe that? Where did you get that? Why do you think that's the best one? Explore their perceptions. Maybe it's they've been hurt within the church. Maybe they've been hurt within, they have felt rejected within the youth group. There are a variety of things that influence this decision in teens' lives. And sometimes it's a professor. Sometimes it's just they think it's silly. These stories, they're just not believable. And they're looking for tangible touch evidence that they want to see. And then create an ongoing conversation. Say, okay, if you're at this place, let's continue the conversation. I want to understand what it is that you are pursuing in life. What is it that that has hurt you or that has created a new pursuit in your life? And let's dig in. I want to understand you. I want to get to know you as a person. And then know that your influence as to how you live life, how you live in your trust of a Heavenly Father, as you pray, as you face adversity, as you pursue goals and dreams and desires, your teen is going to be watching you because they will face adversity. They will face moments of desperation. And naturally, as human beings, we look for something or someone out there that's more in control than I am. If I'm in a moment of panic or difficulty or distress. And so if your teen sees that you've been steady and you've trusted in your Heavenly Father and you continue to do so, they will want a piece of that. And I see many teens that leave the faith where parents don't panic. They lean into the conversation with patience and they prepare for those conversations. And then they have their ongoing trusting relationship with their Heavenly Father and they remain steady. I've seen teens come back in their 20s, even stronger in their faith because they've swayed away. They see, you know, it's super empty. And there's a feeling within that relationship with God that they come back to and return to. And I've got three guys that are in their 20s now that were in Christian homes, left the faith, went into all kinds of things, and they're back now. And so I've seen this happen, and there's three right now that are in my practice. As we said, Brian, my private practice is not huge. It's small right now because I don't have time for that at this point. And in that small amount, I've seen it happen. And so make sure you don't press the panic button, but
yeah,
you lean in and you'll see down the road some fruit to that.
That's a great word. Danny, it's always great to have you on. Remind people where you've got lots of things you're looking over, but where can people plug in with Focus on the Family if they want to check out some of these resources?
Yeah, focusonparenting.com is the best place to land. You can find the 7 traits of effective parenting assessment there. It's free. You can find great agent stage content that'll be sent to you. You can learn more about our podcasts and videos and all kinds of resources. Again, focusonparenting.com.
Awesome. Dr. Danny Huerta is the Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. Danny, we'll do it again soon, man. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Good to see you.
You too. You're listening to The Common Good, AM 1160. Hope for your life.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.